called This Hour and What is Dead. I think this has to do with a quarrel I have continually with the God of my father. My father was a Presbyterian minister, but he resembled an Old Testament prophet. Obsessive, angry. This has to do with quarrels I have with that aspect of his God. And I remember while we were wandering throughout Southeast Asia, my father was a fugitive, and things were just falling apart around us. We were living among other people's things. We never had any money. We were always trying to learn a new language. And through it all, my father kept doing this thing. He kept translating from the Bible. He was very fluent in Hebrew and Greek. And he kept doing this. He said it kept him sane. And I think I never understood that. Of course, I was very young. But even as I grew older and I looked back, I don't understand how that could... I do and I don't understand how, devotion to that kind of God, an Old Testament God, could make any sense, especially when we were in exile. It's called This Hour and What is Dead. Tonight, my brother, in heavy boots, is walking through bare rooms over my head, opening and closing doors. What could he be looking for in an empty house? What could he possibly need there in heaven? Does he remember his earth, his birthplace set to torches? His love for me feels like spilled water running back to its vessel. At this hour, what is dead is restless, and what is living is burning. Someone tell him he should sleep now. My father keeps a light on by our bed and readies for our journey. He mends 10 holes at the knees of 5 pairs of boys' pants. His love for me is like his sewing. Too much thread and various colors, the stitching uneven, but the needle pierces clean through with each stroke of his hand. At this hour, what is dead is worried. And what is living is fugitive. Someone tell him he should sleep now. God, that old furnace, keeps talking with his mouth of teeth, a beard stained at feasts, and his breath of gasoline, airplane, human ash. His love for me feels like fire, feels like doves, feels like river water. At this hour, what is dead is helpless. Kind and helpless, while the Lord lives. Someone tell the Lord to leave me alone. I've had enough of his love that feels like burning and flight and running away.